This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're now just days away from the biggest event on the Illinois outdoor calendar, the Firearm Deer Hunt. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, local deer hunters are sighting in their shotguns, gathering their hunting gear, and anxiously preparing for the biggest event on the Illinois hunting calendar, and that is indeed the annual season opener of the Firearm Deer Hunt. The first segment of this 7-day hunt, and it's a 3-day segment, begins Friday, November 19th. And it's open for 3 days, and Illinois counties open to firearm deer hunting. Now, according to biologists, local hunters can look forward to another superb deer season. Some of the data they're putting out suggests that local hunters should find plenty of whitetails when the season opens on Friday. And reports indicate that whitetail and deer numbers are good throughout the entire state, particularly right here in west central Illinois. Most experts feel that there's no reason to expect anything less than an excellent firearm deer season. And these biologists also say that statewide deer populations have remained relatively stable the past several years. And in many cases, that last year's permit sales were used as a guideline for establishing the sales this year. And based upon current information, experts are looking for this year's statewide firearm harvest to total anywhere from 95,000 to 110,000 whitetails. And certain counties are likely to see some increase or decrease in total harvest, and much of that can be attributed to weather conditions. We did talk with wildlife biologist Deck Major, and he says, fortunately, good weather has permitted area farmers ample opportunity to remove most of the corn from the fields. He says, locally, the corn harvest is virtually complete, and the outlook's it does appear exceptionally bright for local hunters. Deer numbers remain good throughout this portion of the state. And Major says things are looking very good for our hunters here in local counties, Calhoun, Greene, Macoupin, Jersey, Morgan, Montgomery. Most of the crops are out, and he says the local deer populations are healthy and in excellent shape. And best of all, it appears that the rut will be in full swing when the hunters head to their stands on Friday, and that may actually prove very beneficial to hunters participating in the firearm deer season. Typically, wet, cold, and windy weather can reduce the number of hunters in the field, and the weather forecast right now are looking pretty favorable. The majority of the deer harvest always occurs during the first 3 days of the annual hunt, and though deer populations are still well short of the state's carrying capacity, other important issues like landowner tolerance must be considered when managing whitetail numbers. Whitetail deer often cause significant damage to crops and orchards and nurseries. So there's lots of things looking very positive as far as the deer hunt goes. Relatively few full season either sex permits were available when over-the-counter sales began for the remaining permits on November 8th. Most counties did have antlerless only permits available, however, so those are still available over the county counter. And by this time, most active firearm hunters have already purchased one or two permits, and past experience shows that relatively few Illinois firearm deer hunters purchase more than two permits. Just more meat than they really need, I guess. And the latest results from the archery deer season also indicate good numbers of deer await firearm hunters. Through the end of the day on November 7th, the archery harvest stood at 36,252 deer. This was up from 35,327 during the same period last year. And at that point, the total harvest included females, which were some 57% of the total. However, the past week or so, the percentage of bucks have climbed to about 60%. That is also a good indicator that the buck, that the rut is well underway. So things are looking very good. Now, as in the past, Illinois shotgun hunters will have two long weekends to pursue deer. The first half of the season, as we mentioned, is scheduled for November 19th through the 21st. The season reopens December 2nd and continues through December 5th, and hunters are permitted to harvest one deer per permit. And the archery hunt does close during both segments of the firearm hunt, but then reopens and continues through January 16th. So lots of things still to go on for these Illinois deer hunters. Okay, we're going to take a brief break and be back with more right after these messages.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas seals. For over 100 years, your gifts to American Lung Association's Christmas seals have helped us fight for healthy lungs and healthy air. Celebrate another year of Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org. Order this year's Christmas Seals and make them a part of your holiday tradition.
Okay, we're back. And if you are a firearm deer hunter and still wanting permits, like we mentioned earlier in the program, most of these are doe permits or antlerless only permits. There are some available for most counties. And the Illinois firearm and muzzleloader only deer permits that have not yet been issued to hunters can again be purchased over the counter this year. The firearm deer hunt begins this Friday, November 19th through the 21st and December 2nd through the 5th. The muzzleloader only season is a week later, and it's December 10th through the 12th. Now, for a list of DNR direct license and permit agents, you can find that information on the IDNR website, as well as a list of available permits, and that can be found at www.dnr.state.il.us. And there you will find more information about the available permits, the ones that still remain and can be purchased. Also, many Illinois deer hunters who fail to fill their tags during this regular firearm deer season will again receive a second opportunity to bag a deer. According to the regulations, unfilled deer permits after the early youth regular firearm or muzzleloader only deer hunting seasons may be used during the newly expanded late winter firearm antlerless deer season at no additional charge. This season has now been lengthened to 7 days and will include two segments. The first segment of this late winter season are December 30th through January 2nd. The second segment is January 14th through the 16th. Now, taking advantage of this opportunity hinges upon three major requirements. The countywide unfilled permit can only be used in a county that it was originally issued, and that county must be open for the special late winter hunt. In addition, only antlerless deer may be harvested no matter what type of permit the hunter possesses. So if you do have an either sex permit, it reverts to an antlerless only permit during this late winter season. And not all counties are open to this hunt. During the late winter hunt, hunters should check with the DNR prior to heading afield during this special season and find out if their season or their county is open. Locally, most counties are open, and all permits will be valid only for the county for which they were originally issued, except for unfilled landowner property only hunting permits, and those will be valid only for the farmlands for which the person owns, leases, or rents within the open counties. And unfilled firearm or muzzleloader only deer permits that were originally issued for special hunt areas, which are public land sites for which permits are specifically issued during these seasons, are not valid during the late winter season unless the holder qualifies through a second special site drawing. So these sites often have multiple hunts, and allowing the use of unfilled permits on them could lead to overcrowding. And most important, we mentioned it once, is the fact that the only deer legal to harvest during the late winter season are antlerless deer. These are deer with no antlers or antlers less than 3 inches in length, and therefore persons using an unfilled firearm or muzzleloader deer permit valid for previous seasons, which include the landowner permits, may only harvest antlerless deer even when using an either sex permit. So that's a second opportunity and a good one for many hunters who will likely end up unsuccessful during this upcoming season. And we do have some good fishing. Not enough time to report it this week, but the three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs are still yielding great crappie action and some pretty good white bass action as well. The largemouth fishing now is changing from day to day. Some of these warmer days, or a series of warmer days, leads to some great bass fishing, and they're still catching catfish, so lots of good fishing to be found as well. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.